Earlier this year, the European Union's financial worries were centered on Greece and fears that its debt and deficit problems could infect other financially vulnerable members. Today, Ireland is in the spotlight during a two-day meeting of EU finance ministers in Brussels. Dublin is struggling with a public deficit expected to be more than 30% of its gross domestic product this year. That's roughly 10 times more than the cap set for the 16 members of the Eurozone, and 3 times more than Greece's deficit. But while Athens received a $150 billion rescue package, the Irish government so far has not sought a state bailout, although it has suggested it may ask for help for Irish banks. Meanwhile, yields or interest rates for Ireland's bonds have soared over the past week, driving down the value of the bonds. Analysts say that other financially struggling EU members, like Portugal and Spain, will also find it harder and more expensive to borrow to finance their debts. That's why some analysts fear that without help, Ireland's fiscal problems could spread. In remarks to reporters last week, European Commission Chief José Manuel Barroso sought to calm the concerns.
What is important to know is that we have all necessary instruments in place now in the European Union and in the Eurozone to act, if necessary. But I'm not going to make any kind of speculation. What is important is to, of course, to support the very important efforts the Irish authorities are implementing. At the same time, we can reiterate that in case of need, the European Union is ready to support Ireland.
On Monday, Portugal's finance minister warned that the Irish situation was a danger for other Eurozone members. Like Ireland, Portugal's bond yields have also shot up recently. Portugal's budget deficit is 9% of its GDP, 3 times the Eurozone limit. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.